This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1545. How to understand a fast and funny story in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Do you struggle to understand when a native tells a story, but you miss a vocabulary word, and all of a sudden you get stuck? Today, find out the two things you need to pay attention to in order to stay in the story and enjoy the connection in English.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you today on the podcast.
I know. Today we're talking all about listening to stories, especially
yes.
when people speak quickly, right? Because usually when we're listening in a new language, people will speak quickly because they're excited about the story they're telling, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, they speak quickly. They're excited about telling the story. I mean, people have also very different storytelling styles, you know, like some people talk in extreme detail. Some people are really fast about it, right? I mean, I'm sure, you know, like usually I feel like it's like my mom, not my mom, but like some other relatives who speak in great detail with stories. What about you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know there are people that get these reputations for just when they yes. wind up with a story, just like grab a coffee and right. settle in because it's going to be a long one. So people are known for that. But sometimes what ends up happening is someone starts telling a story and then other people get in on the story, right? And they share and the right. conversation changes a little bit. And that's, I think, what our listeners might struggle with when they miss one word, they don't right. understand one word, and then the whole thing goes up in smoke.
Right? Right. I definitely have had students who are, you know, talk about being frustrated listening for something because of vocabulary. And yes. of course, I get it. Like, you want to understand every word. It's, I mean, like, I'm guilty of this. Like, if I'm watching a show in a language that I've been trying to learn, I will, you know, I'm just so focused on, like, the vocabulary.
Yeah.
And it's not always about like every vocabulary word, because Lindsay, when you're listening to a story, mm-hmm. are you necessarily listening to every single word?
No, that's not the important part, right? The important part are things like the gist, the overall idea, and the tone, right, Michelle? Things like that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So guys, yeah, we are going to help you out with this today. Mm-hmm. This is super important. You want to be able to understand when people are telling stories, right? To be able to follow along. And so, you know, this is part of the reason why we created Conversations and Coffee, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. Really, it's the only place where you can practice listening to fast conversations, and not just fast conversations, but fast group conversations, right? I have not seen anything else online or offline where teachers are helping you guys with this. So it's a very right. unique subscription program. We have a lot of students in there right now. They're receiving weekly lessons and quizzes. They listen to a short conversation, about 15 minutes, and then they right. take a quiz. And it's a group conversation. All of us are on that microphone, and yes. it's fun. It's just a really good way to work on your listening skills. Yes.
It is fun. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And we're always telling stories, right? We're always sharing things. And so, yeah, that's why we wanted to talk about this today, right? Mm-hmm. Because we want to help you improve so you don't miss those stories. Because if you miss the stories, you're going to miss the connection, guys. And yes. obviously, that's what this is all about. That's what we're here mm-hmm. for on All Ears English.
Yes.
This connection.
Yeah, so, life is about yeah. stories. So I just want to let our listeners know before we dive into this today, yes. Michelle, where to go to sign up right away. Let's yes. go to allearsenglish.com/fast, F-A-S-T, to sign up, guys. But let's get into a little bit more detail, a few little hints today for our listeners, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about two strategies, really, for listening okay. to a story. And Lindsay, you really mentioned these already. So the first one is gist, mm-hmm. and the second one is the tone, right? So listening mm-hmm. for these two things. And these are so important for understanding a story someone is telling. I mean, right. Lindsay, you already mentioned you don't listen to every single detail extremely closely. I mean, let's say you had to take notes or, you know, mm-hmm. present that information later. You know, that might be a little different. But when you're listening kind of to a fun, light story, yeah. you don't need to be, you know, hung up on, you know, tripping over vocabulary words and just getting right. That's not what stories are about.
Yeah. I mean, this is about, you know, how do we socialize with our colleagues in the break room, right? When we used yes. to go to the break room.
yeah,
hopefully
right,
in
right.
the future, we'll all be back at work again, right? And there will be yes. a break room again. But how do you socialize on Zoom before that meeting starts? Or how do you talk to people when you're out at a party? How do we do that, right? It's not that we're taking notes. And, you know, the problem yeah. is, guys, if you are always spending your time rewinding, and you're getting frustrated because yeah. you missed a word, you missed the whole thing. You missed the whole point. Right, Michelle?
For sure. Yeah. Like, I mean, like I was saying, if I try and watch a TV show or something where mm-hmm. I just know that sometimes there can be constant rewinding and dictionaries mm-hmm. and blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of like, well, first of all, you guys are at this level now where you can get this main idea, right?
Absolutely.
You are at a super high listening level, and this is just going to help, you know, give you that extra push of what you need to get over that hump when it comes to your listening skills, especially with stories.
I love it. And guys, in just a minute, we're actually going to do something brand new that we've never done before.
Yeah.
We're going to play. So cool, Michelle. I like to try new things. We're going to play a tiny little clip from one of these conversations from Conversations and Coffee and help you understand how we would use gist and tone to get it, to really understand it, to map that conversation, as you say, Michelle, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, mm-hmm. guys, again, when we listen to a story, we're listening for two things. Mm-hmm. One is the main idea or the gist, okay. and one is that overall feel of the story, right? So let's talk a little bit more about tone, Lindsay. We've talked about yes. kind of getting the main idea. I mean, what do we mean by what is the tone?
Yeah. So the idea is, can you put a name or a feeling to it? This is about feeling mm-hmm. tones, right? This is about emotions. Mm-hmm. Is the person sad, sarcastic, nostalgic, right? I know that's yeah. something that we talk yeah. about nostalgia a lot on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Are they making jokes? Are they scared? Are they recounting like a scary story or something threatening that happened? You want to put an emotion right. to that story because right. that puts guardrails around it and helps you start to place the details of the story, right?
Right, right, right. And when you're listening to something where other people are also in the conversation, like, you know, with Conversations and Coffee, you mm-hmm. know, you can also hear their reactions, right? Yeah. Are they laughing? Are they adding their own, you know, are they interjecting? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what do they do? Yeah. So this also helps you with the tone. So these two things coupled together, this listening for the gist, the main idea, and the tone, this is what listening to stories is all about, especially when they're being told in a very fast way, right?
I love that. I love that. So, Michelle, what do you think if we go ahead and play this short clip, right? It's pretty yes. short here. Guys, listen in. And what should our listeners listen for? What are we trying to do as we listen here?
Yeah, again, so listen in your head, just when you're listening, just try and relax and don't start rewinding. Listen right. for the main idea, right? The gist and the tone, right? So try and put a name to the tone. Try and actually find a word for it. What do you think? Fine, I'll say two words if you want, right? It can be whatever, however many words you want. So, all right, should we play the clip? It's a pretty funny one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And then we will be right back right after the clip, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, my sleepovers, so Aubrey, it sounds like we would not have been very good sleepover friends because I am a night owl to the core. And I was always, I would make fun of my friends when they would go to sleep. Like, I was such a pain. Like, I would act, I would sing the party pooper song to them. You know that?
Oh my God. I would, that would have been so annoying to me.
Oh, you would have hated me. Like, I would sing the song. Like, I would, I was always the last one awake. Sometimes, like, the parents would have to come in. I remember having to sit with my friend's parents. Like, then everybody went to sleep and I didn't want to go to sleep. Like, I feel so bad. And now, like, as a mom, I'm like, oh my God, if I have to deal with a little Michelle one day like that, that would be so terrible. But so Aubrey, it wouldn't have been good for us, but I do think that it is, like Lindsay said, it's a rite of passage.
Okay, Michelle, so that was a clip from one of the lessons, right? One of the conversation samples from Conversations and Coffee that our subscribers get to not only listen to, but take a quiz on and get a transcript, of course, once they're done. But let's get let's use this as learning material today, Michelle. What can we do here?
Absolutely. All right. Well, so guys, like, now you can check how you did. So, you know, we want to think about what the main idea was. And, you know, this in a way, it's kind of like a paraphrasing. So let's talk about the main idea first. And I'm going to give a little quiz. All right. So if I were to ask you between these three options, right, what is basically what you the main things that you should walk away after hearing this story about my time having sleepovers as a child. Okay, so the first one is, Michelle was difficult in a funny way to her friends at sleepovers because she never wanted to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Then B is, Michelle sang the party pooper song to her friends. And then C is, Michelle had to sit with her friends' parents at sleepovers. Okay, so Lindsay, what would you say?
All right, so if I had to really choose what's the basic, most important thing to know here, it's basically that you were difficult. You were kind of hard to invite to a sleepover sometimes. Your friends loved you, and I know, because I had friends like this. I had friends like this, and in college too, right, that never wanted to go to sleep. We're always really wired at nighttime, right? Just wired and crazy, maybe too much candy or something, and you never wanted to go to sleep. So it would be A.
Right, exactly. I mean, B and C are both true. I mean, I did sing the party pooper and I had to sit with my friend's parents, but are they the most important parts of the story?
Not really. No. Not really.
I mean, I could have said I sang the boopity boop song. Like,
yeah, right.
It really doesn't matter what the song was, you know? So if you heard, like, I could imagine, you know, just from students that I've talked to, I could imagine, or as a language learner myself, I'm listening, and then I hear party pooper song.
Exactly.
And then I'm like, whoa, what? I don't know what
that
is.
That mean?
And then kind of getting lost in that.
That's exactly what I was just thinking, Michelle. Yeah. I could imagine that happening to our listeners, right? If we don't know the term party pooper, which is kind of an idiot, like kind of a saying, a cultural slang, right? Someone who just sort of brings a party down, right? So, but that doesn't matter, right? That's not really that important. That's not the point. Right. We have to understand that Michelle was difficult when he was at sleepovers.
Exactly. That's so true. And, you know, at another point, like, let's say you were listening, you know, there are times to listen for the details, but this isn't really one of them. That's not going to lead you to the connection. I mean, there's something to be said about the details, and we'll definitely go into those things in other listening episodes. Yep. But, you know, today we wanted to really give you this idea of getting the big main point, right?
That.
So that you can, you know, feel confident when you're listening.
I love that. That's so good. So the idea today, guys, is don't let the details, like, get you stuck, right?
Yeah.
Don't let it block you from connection. You know, you have to understand the key point, the main idea that just, and the tone is a good way to get there, right? Because that, like I said before, that does put guardrails. It kind of helps you place things. So you can understand, where is this story going? What is the tone of the story?
Right. Exactly. So
it is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah. So let's, I mean, we haven't spoken about the tone yet exactly. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay, what word would you put on this?
Geez, the tone, Michelle. You were a little nostalgic, maybe not nostalgic. What would
you say? Was going to say that it was humor. Well, yeah.
Funny.
Nostalgic, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah, because mm-hmm. I was talking about my past, but it was humorous. I mean, the tone was just that it was funny. I mean, everyone was kind of laughing, making sarcastic jokes, things like that. And I was talking in this, like, I was excited about it and kind of, I was almost self-deprecating, right? Oh, you would have hated me, right?
There was also a sense of shared understanding in the tone that we all went to those sleepovers.
Oh,
we all knew that person. We knew that person, right? They kept everyone up, but they were fun and maybe we wanted to sleep sometimes. Sometimes we wanted to stay up with them. We knew, it's like a sense of shared experience, which is huge. Right. Which is huge.
Oh, yeah.
For connection.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, guys, again, you know, here we've talked about the strategy of the two things, you know, and I'm kind of imagining, you know, like them intertwined together, this mm-hmm. gist of the tone. So if you walk away from those two things and you say, Michelle was telling a funny story that everybody kind of identified with about, you know, her experience as a child when she was difficult at sleepovers, there you go. Like, that's what you need to know. You don't need to say, oh, it was this song or the parents or blah, 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 blah. You know, we want to listen in this case for the main points.
I love it. That is so good. I mean, and so this is exactly what our listeners need to get better, right? If we don't practice listening to these conversations, we will never be good when it's game time, right? When you're in that moment at a party or at work and you actually have to track that conversation, right? So how could listeners extend from here today, for example, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, well, for sure. I mean, you know, think about, like, what are you listening for when you're listening for these stories, right? Mm-hmm. Are you, I mean, is there a reason to listen for a detail? I mean, that's not what we're talking about today. I mean, and one way to extend this is to think, let's say you were in this conversation and you were actually sitting with all of us talking. Would you share something? How would you continue it, right? Mm-hmm. What would you connect with?
Exactly.
This is the step that also connects the listening to the speaking, right?
I love that. So you could even
kind of practice and say, okay, well, now would I tell a story? Say that story out loud. I mean, this is another really great way that you can practice with conversations and coffee.
Ooh, that is so good, Michelle, because I know a lot of our listeners say they're not sure how to extend the story. They're not sure what to say after someone shares something. They're not sure where to go from there. But you won't know unless you practice it mentally. You mentally rehearse a million times, not a million times, maybe 100 times before you get in there. And then you have those ideas that just come to you naturally, right? And a good starting point is signing up, guys, for conversations and coffee, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love this. It's super fun. And there will be a bajillion stories for you to choose from when you're doing your practicing, because that's what it's all about. Like, life is about, the conversations are about telling stories and relating things to yourselves or to other people. And, you know, that's what really brings about these relationships.
Exactly. So this is committing to about 15 minutes of work a week, guys. You get the weekly quiz delivered to you by email every Wednesday with that custom conversation, the group fast conversation. And then you take your quiz and you go on with your day. So just a little bit of extra work each week and you will see those results. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this. So the takeaway for today, guys, is if a story is too fast, right? Start out by listening for the gist, right? What's important? Mm-hmm. What's the tone? Mm-hmm. And then how can you contribute and continue the conversation? What would you say? I mean, it doesn't even have to be mentally rehearsing it. Why not just say it out loud? Why not when you're in the shower, just practice saying, okay, this is what I would have said. This is how I would have continued it, right? Mm-hmm. So again, don't worry. Don't get stuck on every word, every detail. That's not what this is about. Listen to the main points and you are going to really improve your listening skills in English.
I love that. So good. And also, don't worry if you don't have the vocabulary to do that transition, because we're going to do that in other episodes when we talk more about conversation mapping. But for today, guys, just go and sign up for the program. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast. That's FAST. And sign up. Get on the email list to start getting your quizzes every week. So good, Michelle.
Awesome.
So good.
Oh my gosh. This was fun. This was new and different. And I had a great time.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. I'll see you out back here next time.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
All right,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.